And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God. Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing very well.
Good.
So, Parshat Korach.
Parshat Korach, a fascinating parsha. Sometimes they're even a little wondrous and disturbing. You figure out what are these people thinking. But, you know, Korach goes up and he's fighting a big challenge against Moses. How can you grant the kahuna, the priesthood, to Aaron? And he's accompanied with, 250 other distinguished members of the community who show and try to fight against Moses, showing Moses that who are you, what are you trying to do? And we see that the Torah, this week's Torah portion really, and the name of this week's Torah portion really brings out who Korach was. You know, a man, by all accounts, who was very intelligent, he was affluent, and a gifted individual. He was a Levite by birth,
yeah.
And he already occupied a position of prominence and prestige within the community of Israel. Yet he rallies together a band of fellow Levites to challenge the leadership of Moses and the priesthood of Aaron. And the entire community, all of them, are holy, and God is among them, Korach says, so why do you, Moses and Aaron, exalt yourselves over the congregation of God? Why are you any more special? We're all special. We all have a piece of God among us. And if we think about it, after all, every soul, no matter who you are, has a spark of God. How can you, Moses and Aaron, distinguish, between the Jews, whereby this one is a tribal prince, this one's a Levite, this one's a priest, and yes, another one's a high priest. How is that possible? Let us all stand as one, without separation or distinction. And it's very, very interesting because if we think about it, righteous indignation is often nothing really more than envy with a hollow. It's really nothing there. There really is no substance to it, because indeed for all of his man of the people, Korach was not merely as unselfish and that he's, what his words might suggest. The man really felt rebuffed in that Aaron and not he was granted the high priesthood and could not abide this perceived snub to be his own standing and stature. He's like, how is that possible? Why would I be the one snubbed? And in responding to Korach, Moses says, it is too much for you, O offspring of Levi. In other words, can you not recognize the beauty and the uniqueness of the gifts that you possess, that you have? You are a member of the chosen people. As a Levite, you are a keeper of the sanctuary. You are a respected dignitary. You have so much going for yourself. How could you possibly be discontent? Yeah. Why must you seek the priesthood when God clearly gave that to somebody else? You have something that was given to somebody else. And Korach's begrudging spirit gave him no peace and ultimately led to fatality and disastrous end for him and his group. And the sages teach us there is no man who does not have his place. Everyone has their purpose in the world. If that's the case, the commentaries ask on the sages, why is it there are so many people who are so unhappy with their lot? They're so unhappy with what they have. And the answer is really that instead of savoring their own special place and flourishing, they crave the place that belongs to somebody else. The grass is green on the other side.
Yeah.
And to bring the point out even clearer, the reason God created man as a single unit rather than an entire species, like, we have in the animal kingdom, is to show that one man equals the world. Every individual is unique. You were hand-picked to fulfill a specific mission, a mission that only you, me, can perform. That mission is to enhance and perfect our world. And if we think about it, we ask the question, well, what is our world? It is whatever you wake up in the morning to make it be. Your life, your family, your community, your personality, your problems, your circumstances, that's your world. And that's the life you were put into, and that's where your purpose can be found. So we don't just sit around saying, if only I had kids like those, if only my mother wouldn't have married my father, if only I was better looking, more intelligent, you know, if only I was Donald Trump, you know, someone that just put himself in the hat to run for president yesterday. Yeah. It makes for nice fantasy, but a total waste of time and energy when it invades reality. When you live with a sense of divine purpose, you recognize that you are who you are. Your life is what is, because that is what it's meant to be. And it is within your own life that you are called upon to serve your Creator, fulfill your very distinctive mission and purpose. Now, Korach would have done well to heed, you know, the calling of what he was supposed to be. The key to living a good and happy life is to have the courage to change those things which can be changed. You know, and to accept those things which cannot be changed. You know, you think about it, everyone's probably watched the video of the movie of Fiddler on the Roof, and where Tevye, the milkman, demands from God, would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, of course not. In fact, you being a wealthy man is very much part of the vast eternal plan. But who is rich, says the sages? He who is happy with what he has.
Hasameach b'chalko.
Hasameach b'chalko, that's right. A person who sees the essence of life as serving the will of his Creator does not expand useless energy craving places where the grass is greener. He finds meaning, purpose, joy and fulfillment in the place where the grass is the greenest of all, which is his own. And that's what Korach's big mistake was. And that's why he had that big punishment. And that's a lesson that we can all take in our lives. We think the grass is green on the other side. We think, well, only if God gave me this, only. No, God gave you what you need. God is giving you what you can make better. And that is our role in this life. Let's not fantasize and think what's going on in someone else's life. Let's fantasize and think, what can I do to make my life and to my world and to my family and my community better? That is my job. And that is something that I think is so important, specifically nowadays, and specifically this week, where we can take a lesson from this week's Torah portion.
And Rabbi, what about services?
Services we have Friday evening at 7:30, Shabbat morning is at 9:30, and Sunday morning is at 8:15 at the Shah HaShemayim, and Monday and Thursday is at the JCC Parrot's House. We have Minyan every morning at 7:15. Come out, start with the prayer, and off you go to work.
Best way to start the day.
Absolutely.
I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Have a wonderful week, a peaceful week, and I look forward to talking next week.
Thank you.
Be well. Bye-bye.